Gentlemen, let's broaden our minds. Lawrence.
Shut up.
Oh my God, they're gonna be gay together.
Yeah, these boys are tripping up around a pretty girl. So this one time when I was a kid. Don't edit it, make him look dumb. There were angry beavers. They ate their genitalia.
And welcome back to the Brotherhood of Batman.
Who was that drunk person on that intro? What was that?
I don't know. Maybe we'll meet him this episode. I'm Jake. I'm the middle brother. I'm the one that comes up with the crazy list of comics that we read through every week.
I'm Ben, your sunshine into Gotham, and the drunk one.
I'm Aaron. I'm the oldest out of us, and I produce this mess. And this week, we are coming to you with an Elseworlds book, my choice. That's why I'm going last. And I came up with a beverage for this Elseworlds book, which is the Scar of the Bat. And the drink you have in front of you, gentlemen, is from the Prohibition era.
Is it moonshine?
It could be moonshine.
It says Big Jake.
White That's whiskey. Right. Yeah. So, cheers, gentlemen.
It looks what is like it, Aaron? Water.
It's a Prohibition era beverage.
It's white whiskey. I hate you. Cheers. I know.
It's actually water because this is a Prohibition book, gentlemen, and there's no alcohol during Prohibition.
I was like, I like this drink.
So, we will soberly drink our water during this Prohibition episode.
Are you trying to trick us? Am I? What's happening?
I'm confused.
Okay.
So, the book is...
Wait, no, we have other things to do before we
get to
the
Scar of the Bat.
So, what have y'all been... Jake's so mad.
Some high quality issue.
Jake's like, I spent $30 on alcohol. $40, $50.
It's very refreshing.
Is this just water? Can I really just drink this? Am I going to die? So what the hell is that bottle?
It's white whiskey. It's just the disgustingest substance on earth, and I would not subject anyone to that, let alone myself. It's terrible.
How is white whiskey different than non-white whiskey?
Regular whiskey is aged in barrels, so it gets the color and the flavor of the barrels. This is just straight spirits.
Ew.
So that would be more of a moonshine, which it would be what some of the whiskey would have been back in the Prohibition era, which when the book
So I didn't
place.
Make that up. Moonshine was a thing
no,
from the Prohibition.
But I do have some beer in the fridge.
Oh, thank God.
If you would like a beer to go along with your water.
That was so funny.
And so that was like, Kelly's suggestion for a beverage since I told her it was a Prohibition era book and I was trying to come up with a drink. So
when you served it to us in your nice crystal glasses.
Yep.
I was like,
and I was like,
this
it looks
isn't a speakeasy,
like,
gentlemen. We need to get moving here.
I was like, it looks like water.
So, anyway.
So well, I could really just drink this and I won't
yeah,
die?
Yeah, it's just water.
Okay, good.
And some ice.
I need it.
Well, what's been going on in your geeky little world, guys?
I actually have presents for both of you.
Present? Oh my God, I love presents.
Aaron,
I know.
We keep feeding the beast.
I know. So Jake, you can go first. And you get to choose one. So I have some books that I picked up for that Jake has to choose. Wait, I don't know if he has all of them.
I have to pick one of these?
You can only have one.
For next time. When I get more presents?
Okay, well.
So what are your choices?
I'm going to take the Punisher.
All right.
Because I have the other two.
Oh, well, there you go. Fair enough. That's why I threw one extra one in. So it's the
what
Punisher.
Is the Punisher
the Punisher, the prize. This looks. I don't know.
I
this
feel
book.
Like I thought I had that book when
but
I was.
But it has
a kid.
Writing on the spine, so it can go in the comic room.
Oh, nice. It looks very 90s.
Thank
which
you,
is when y'all were buying Punisher books.
Yeah, it's very 90s, I think. I don't know if it's any good.
Frank Castle wanted to put Vietnam behind him and get on with his life. His wife and children loved him. He was going to be. It was going to be a good existence, and it was for a while.
Dun, 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 dun.
Can we get to have my presents in an envelope? And I'm both excited and terrified. What is it?
Yeah, there
Thank
you go.
Thank you. Why do we get presents? I'll pretend it's for my birthday.
It was. It didn't show up on time.
It's in two envelopes.
The suspense is killing me.
I'm very nervous. Oh my god, thank you! It's a Batman and Robin Adventures 18. It's one of the books I needed. Thank you. Yeah. And it's got a sad Joker. It's a sad clown. So I'm going to read that. Yeah. Thank you, Aaron.
That's because Batman did.
That's a beautiful cover.
Let him be.
Isn't that cute? He's sitting. He's got like a broken like party whistle. One of those little like, foo, foo, but it's like sad and broken.
Yeah, he's very sad.
Thank you, Aaron.
Yeah.
Ah, happy yay. Birthday. Thank you.
That's all I got.
Oh yeah, happy birthday. Let's see what's geeky going on in my world. I downloaded, I think I talked about it on a previous episode, maybe I did, maybe I didn't. I downloaded the and subscribed to the DC Universe app.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And have been working my way through Titans very slowly.
Nice.
There are some things in upcoming episodes that I would like to talk about that correlate really well to the show. But
I keep forgetting that I have water here and it's not booze and I'm like,
I would say that I'm not through yet. I think I'm on episode 8
and season one.
Yeah. Cause there's a season 2 coming. The episode I just watched entitled Jason Todd, which we won't talk about, is possibly the best episode of the show so far. And it is amazingly good. It's really good.
The episode's called Jason Todd.
Yeah.
I want to watch it, but you've told me I'm not going to like it.
It got
the episode titled Barbara Gordon's Very Short.
How short
you
is
heard
it?
It here. That was Aaron's joke. Aaron made that joke. He's the only one that's ever made that joke.
So it started off really violent, and what they've done in the show is, in at least the writing of the show, whether or not you believe it and your personal beliefs is fine, but they've justified the violence and why it is there.
Okay.
And there's a reason that it's there, and I like it a lot. Yeah,
nice.
Dick Grayson was trained to be a certain way and his feelings about that. The show has done a good job with that. So
cool.
Yeah. That's been what's going on. So played some games, had a game night. That's a good time.
Nice.
I went back to that antique mall with all them damn comic books and spent another $20-something on dollar comic books. I'm living my best life. That's like all I got. Hours.
What'd you find?
What did I find? I found some Starfire that I needed. I found some Superman Blue and Superman Red back when they made Superman into two different characters made out of electricity and gay colors. Oh, I also found a book that we're going to be reading in the podcast in season 4 or 5. Detective Comics, the Stephanie Brown.
Oh, yeah. Later on.
Four or five? It should be 4 or 5. 4.
Maybe 5.
Meh, we'll see.
Maybe 6, actually.
No, God.
Is it post-new?
Is it the bronzer?
Post-Nightfall?
I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, so no, it was fun, and Aaron met me there, and we had a
good time. Do you want to name drop the place you guys went?
Yeah, it was called Manhattan Antique Mall, and it's in, it's north of St. Louis. Yeah, it was legit.
On the Rock Road.
Yeah, lots of comic books and other weird things. I got a beautiful picture of a coffee mug that is nipples, and I don't know why.
Nice, because,
because nipples are a thing that people have.
Yeah, fair enough. Coffee tables do too.
And coffee mugs. Coffee tables have nipples?
They could.
Do they?
I don't know. You said coffee table.
No, it's a coffee mug.
He said table.
All right, I'm going to go read all right, comic books.
So before Aaron gives us our introduction to the book, our recap, I would like Ben, because everybody loves Ben reading stuff directly from the book. Ben, could you please read this paragraph here?
I do have a Prohibition-era cocktail, if you would like one, that I have recipe for. I haven't put it together, so I don't know if it's any good.
Okay.
But I figure the water would be funnier.
Me right now. So this says, Elseworlds. In Elseworlds. Hold on. In Elseworlds, heroes are taken from their usual settings and put into strange times and places. Some that have existed, or might have existed, and others that can't, couldn't, or shouldn't exist. The result is stories that make characters who are as familiar as yesterday seem as fresh
us tomorrow.
Why did he become Dracula?
I thought I did a good job.
Okay, right, Aaron, so give us a recap of the story.
Did I not do a good job? Tell me so I'm good.
You were great. So Scar of the Bat is my Elseworlds pick, and I didn't open the book when I picked it. I chose it for all of two reasons. The first being Batman has a gun in it on mm-hmm. the cover. It's a giant Tommy gun, and I know how much Ben enjoyed Batman Year 2 with the introduction of a gun, so that was in its favor. And then I realized that it was...
in its favor because you hate me!
Yeah, pretty much. And then I realized that it... You know what? It's a mobster story. Ben's other favorite things we've read. So, this is a tale of Elliot Ness and the Untouchables and Al Capone and Chicago and somehow Batman.
So...
Yeah, Jake, let's get into it.
Did you catch the moment that Aaron decided I'm the worst person and deserve to be punished constantly? Did you miss that episode?
Didn't I just give you a present?
Oh, no, you're legit. I love you.
Yeah, no, this was...
I did not love this book. Batman with a fucking Uzi or whatever.
Tommy gun.
Tommy gun.
And my Tommy gun.
I pick up the book to read it last night.
And say hello to my little friend.
And I text y'all, I'm like, why does Batman have a gun? And then it just went downhill from there.
Doing some research on this, it's the story of Elliot Ness is retelling the story of how they brought down Al Capone. So that story is kind of, it's fascinating in the time of Prohibition and how there's rum running and speakeasies going on and people trying to get booze in different ways because we know Prohibition was a roaring failure. And Elliot Ness is recanting his story to some media people. And he's telling the tale of how he put his team together and how they started to go after the mobsters and the people that are creating all the booze and smuggling and how that relationship got very complicated and the introduction of a Batman of sorts into the story.
Yeah. So this
is... Two Batman.
Mm-hmm.
This is chock full of historical fact and mm-hmm. written...
And then has like seven pages with Batman.
Yeah. Written with it.
Yeah, he wasn't in very much.
No, he wasn't. But he is in a trench coat, so that saves it all.
And a gun. And mob. I love you, Ben.
Let me tell you what I enjoyed about this book, and then I'm going to read my Batman and Robin Adventures gorgeous comic. So if you'll turn to, I don't actually know the page. Hold on. So back in the day when we did this comic or this podcast, I used to do this thing called favorite outfit. Well, I have a favorite piece of an outfit for this episode. If you go to page whatever, you see... big something, some mob guy, some fat schlub talking about sweet cakes and hitting on this girl and telling her that he's going to buy her a diamond, but she needs something from her if she gives him a swell time, blah, blah, blah. Very awkward. And she's sitting there and she's like, whatever. I like money. I like nice things. If you zoom in on her shoes, those shoes are lit AF. Those shoes are some cute little blue heels with a fucking pink flower on the top. And I'm like, Rachel Sunshine, my drag persona needs 10 pair of those.
Funny,
cute...
I didn't notice the shoes in that picture.
Well, you're a straight man. And I'm sitting here like, I have one good thing to say about this book. Thank God. Those shoes are everything. Thank you, Aaron, for bringing those shoes in my life because I'm going to make them. So snap, 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 snap.
So would the Rainbow Hatchet wear those shoes?
No, he's a man.
That doesn't mean he can't wear heels?
I did. Okay, so I said my piece. I said my favorite thing about the book.
It did go really in-depth.
It did.
And I didn't know a whole lot. I mean, I've seen the movie Untouchables.
Which is pretty inaccurate according to what this has said.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And in doing some research, it does seem like that ended up being really fictitious.
When was this written?
It was...
Did they have a lot of information on it?
Oh, it was way past Prohibition time, Ben.
I know. I'm just saying, like, compared to that movie you just referenced, The
Untouchables. Well, so actually, have, like, the author of this did some research for the book, And he states in the back, did you read the back? No. Did you even read it? You just saw the gun and we're like, done.
No.
And saw shoes and we're like, okay, oh,
first
back!
Of all, I read the back out loud just now on the podcast.
No, the back page before the back.
Oh, no, I didn't read that. I read the book.
So the author did research on Elliot Ness and the backstory. And a lot of what's in here, he says, is actually more historically accurate, is a better autobiography of Elliot Ness and that group at the time than a lot of what was previously written, minus the introduction of Batman and, that. But yeah, I thought that was fascinating. I was like, how much of this, I made some notes, how much of this is actually accurate?
Quite a bit. I mean, yeah. In the opening, the writer who's interviewing an elderly Elliot Ness, Oscar Farley, who was originally a sports writer for the newspaper, that's a real character. That's the guy who helped write his autobiography.
See, it seemed very, like, historical to me. And I was like, I was trying to figure out...
Where Batman was?
Where Batman was, but also why it was, like, not to be mean, but why the book was made. Like, if you just... So I felt like they wanted to tell the story, like, the true story in comic book form, and they felt like people weren't going to buy it unless they stamped a superhero on it.
I can see that. I can see your point, because... I mean, no spoilers, obviously. We're talking about the book. We talked about it last week, what was coming. But Batman isn't Bruce Wayne. It's Elliot Ness actually being Batman in a disguise to take out some of the mob and some of the goons that he can't do
violently
through legal means.
He kills
them. Yeah. So he's taking out, like, Capone's henchmen, and they bring Capone in through tax evasion and all that. But they're, you know, actually... I don't know. I had some issues with that. I mean, to be honest, I was like, oh, it's really just a guy in a bat suit. But
well, my question is, so I get Elseworlds. I understand that they can change it however they want. They can be a different version of the character, and that's cool. That's why Elseworlds exist. My question is, what other than him dressed like a bat makes him similar to the Batman that we know? Because he doesn't have the same backstory.
You're right.
I feel like the backstory to Batman is the most important thing. And some of the other Elseworlds we've read, he has a tragic past, or he has this,
right,
that, or the other. Or he at least has a butler. This was just a historical person being Batman.
Right. Just wearing the outfit. Wearing the costume.
I don't think that there was a lot of tie besides that. And that was some of my issues with the book. It's Batman. I can totally see what you're saying, that they were telling a historical story and they wanted to tie it somehow to something that people would relate to and be like, Batman, oh, Scar the Bat. He's going after Scarface, is what they called Al Capone.
Right.
So they're going after, you know, the Scar and the mob and all that. But, you know, Batman doesn't come in until like a third of the way through the book.
So while I read this, I will admit that I was started reading it. I was like, hold on, where is he? And I started flipping through. And then I was like, I don't know if I'm going to read this whole thing. So then I read the Batman pages. And then I went back and was like, what's happening? So then I read it. Because I was just like, it really, like, I think there's some cool, like, I love historical fiction. And I love using comic books as a medium for stories that other people might not read otherwise. Like,
absolutely.
Like, I didn't know much about this story, and so that was kind of cool. But I really, truly felt like they just were like, oh, gotta put a superhero, and it felt kind of weird. But that's the joy of Elseworlds, and they can do whatever they want.
Well, and I think you're right, and I think I 100% agree that the Batman... ideal was just kind of stamped onto it, and it could have almost been an Elseworlds for any superhero. Like, you could have had it be Green Arrow. You could have had it be
any superhero without powers,
like Aquaman.
Well, I don't know. Like,
Aquaman has powers. Don't be fish prejudiced.
And I don't want to. I don't want to put a negative review on the book at this point, but like. It, not just without powers, like, it really didn't have any of the character's backstory.
No, he used
and so
a
it could
gun.
Have been anybody.
Right, it really, yeah.
It really could have been anybody.
But I think
except
they
somebody
used Batman because it's a big name that's going to sell books.
Right.
What'd y'all think about, like, the art and, like, different aspects of the
book. I thought the art was really strong, but when I opened the book, I was actually really shocked by how vibrant the color was. For something set in this time, I kind of expected more of a muted black and white kind of book.
Yeah, I could have seen it more as a black and white kind of style.
Some of the blues are very bold.
Yeah, the blue is really blue. But, you know, it's Batman with a Tommy gun. I got issues with Batman anytime he has a gun.
So. Oh, I know, and that's why.
Just because of his origin.
Yeah. And that's why I was like, okay, how are they going to play this? I wanted to see, like, I hadn't read it.
You wanted to piss me off.
Well, I also wanted to see.
I'm kidding.
Pissing you off was number one, I will admit, yeah. What could make Ben super annoyed? Because I'm gonna.
And then knowledge comes second.
Did I buy this one for you? Was this at the show that we went to last night?
No, I bought that.
Okay.
Yeah. I do like the title. I think Scar of the Bat is a very catchy title.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes sense with Scarface, yada, yada, yada. But.
So on the positive, because we all seem to be swinging a little bit towards the negative, Max Allen Cohen.
The positive is those shoes.
Do you guys remember the. Most people would probably remember the movie with Tom Hanks,
Road to
Perdition.
Road to Perdition, yeah. It's been a while since I've seen that.
Oh, yeah, I have seen Road to Perdition.
Yeah, so.
I think we saw that with Dad.
Yeah, we did. And it's a Prohibition mobster movie.
I didn't know what the hell was going on. That's a good movie.
So it's based on a comic book, and Max Allen Cohen's wrote the comic.
Oh, nice. The writer of this?
Yeah, he did it 2 years after he did this. So in researching him, he had gotten into. Researching really heavily the Chicago era mob and the Prohibition era and LA&S.
And then he was like, I don't need Batman. I have Tom Hanks. <Just
kidding. laughs> I don't know. I'd take Tom Hanks as Batman, you know, like an older Batman.
No.
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 Not after he plays Mr. Rogers. I don't think he can do that.
Tom Hanks is a sweetheart.
Max knew what he was getting into. Like, he did his legwork for this story. And, you know, in Elseworlds, where, you know, we've read historical fiction ones already with
Gotham by Gaslight.
Gotham by Gaslight, thank you. Where it was a Jack the Ripper story, and you only had so much actual fact that you could base it on, and then you kind of had to get loosey-goosey with the rules. This, everything's documented.
Turkey,
there are court cases.
Lurkey,
there are
loosey-goosey. Sorry.
There are police reports and everything.
Uncle Joe, some for Cousin Lucy.
What the hell is he babbling?
Everybody dancing on the table. Da, 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 da. Sorry, continue.
So I got really excited. Like, when I read the first page, I was like, wait a minute. There's a lot of fact. There's a lot of name dropping.
What?
Jesus. You need to sleep here.
No, I'm good.
Have some more of that delicious Prohibition water.
I was laughing because all I care about now is interrupting Jake. Because it's like a... Like, we let him talk at the beginning, but then he just goes on and on and on.
Terrible.
And then I just had to come up with whatever song is relevant. And he said Lucy Goosey, so I sang Turkey Lurkey Time.
Last time you're going to see a bad guy like this again.
Are you kicking me out? Am I booted from the pod?
Farewell and adieu to you.
So I made a conscious decision when Jake started talking to not interrupt him, and then Aaron pushed more buttons. So let the record state it.
You asked if you needed to go. So I said,
farewell and adieu.
Oh, you're trying to get rid of me. Jake, talk about something.
I don't know if it was the intention of the book or not, but when I started reading, I stopped after the first page. I'm like, wow, there's a lot of name dropping, a lot of dates and location dropping.
Yeah,
like,
there's a ton of that.
This thing is chock full of facts, and I want to know, is it real? And so, like, I have a whole page about Elliot Ness and the Untouchables and dealing with Capone and everything. I'm like, I did all that research before I went back to the book, and I enjoyed the book a lot because, like, oh, I remember reading about this fact. I remember this.
Oh, really?
Is a thing.
So you did that before you started reading?
I stopped after the first page. I'm like, wow, like, this is not exactly what I expected, because it's not like Gotham by Gaslight, where it's cast into that era where we all kind of know the general facts. Like, I feel like most of us know the general facts about Capone was a bad mobster.
It's got specifics. Like, it's taking itself seriously. So you took it seriously.
And I tried to, yeah. And you know, I agree with the negative that this isn't the Batman that we know. This doesn't really have anything to do with the Batman we know, but I enjoyed it for the story that it was trying to tell, that like
right.
maybe a lawman like Elliot Ness, who was faced with the rules that or the slowness of the process of law, he would take another step to become a vigilante.
I guess I did enjoy, you know, the book. It wasn't like, it's not a have to read by any stretch. I mean, it doesn't have really Batman in it that much. But I did enjoy the historical aspect, knowing that time period is fascinating, knowing about some of the mobsters. And I know, you know, part of it I'm teasing Ben, but, you know, I do like those backstories of Al Capone and some of how that historically, why our country decided, you know, let's get rid of something like alcohol and let's see how that goes. And then, you know, everybody, yeah, like, no, that doesn't work. And everybody is going to do what they have to do. And, you know, it's what they have to do to catch the people that are involved, and yeah. how he has to be setting up bribes and taking bribes and trying to make deals with the mobsters face to face, which he does in this. And, you know, the cojones that it would take to go in there and be like, hey, you know, I need you to pay me this amount as opposed to this amount, not knowing that the dude's right behind you going to shoot you if you keep pressing the issue. And, you know, the historical accuracy of that, I thought, made it a better book.
And a lot of, I know, Ben, year and a half issue, but a lot of the, it felt like a year one Elseworld. Like, this is what could have happened if Batman hadn't found his character, hadn't found his methods. Like, he could have...
His motives.
Yeah, he could have gone too far, like, nested. Ness kills people as the Batman. He shoots people with the Tommy gun, which, you know, we talked about last episode about how I don't think that defines the character very
Batman
well.
Batman won't cross that line, no.
No. I like the idea that the story set up that somebody could try to take on a guise to reach an end
yeah.
that they weren't able to get to.
Yeah.
So, I obviously did not like the book. Not my cup of soup, but I respect it for what Elseworlds are. I feel like that's the point of them, is to be able to tell whatever kind of story you want. And having a historical Elseworlds is really neat. I feel like this was handled well. I just don't. It's not my thing. So I would not recommend.
But I liked the shoes.
I liked the shoes. And I respect your choice of picking the book. I feel like it fits with everything we've been doing in this podcast.
Yeah.
But am I going to read
because
it again?
Because Aaron only picks Elseworlds where Batman wears a trench coat.
Yeah, I know. He's running out of options. Running out of options.
Just wait. I got to show you the one I picked up today.
Oh, God.
He's not out of options, apparently.
I was trying to keep track of him going through the comic books, being like, put it back. No, I'm kidding.
Ben, if you were given the task of writing a historical fiction that dealt with a superhero, let's say Flash. No, that's bad.
No, Flash is easy because Flash can go back in time.
He can do whatever he wants. Let's say Batman.
Batman.
What historical moment would you pick to do the research? Like, what historical moment interests you enough to go back to?
I found really interesting was, so I went to school for theater, and I'm a theater kid. I really like the old school, like the really old, like Greek tellings of theater, like how it was done back then. And I think that could be kind of cool. A lot of things with masks and a lot of things with taking on different personalities. And I feel like the Houdini book we read last season dealt a little with like the theatrics of Batman. And I feel like any era of theater could be a really cool side to look at for superheroes with masks.
Aaron, is there a time in history that you would like to visit to tell a story in?
Why are you laughing, bitch?
So the Elseworlds book, Jake, that I picked up today is, I don't even know.
He
I
did
didn't
not
open
tell
it.
Me he put that in his basket.
It
he showed it to
Pirate
me.
Batman.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's excellent. There's a pirate Batman.
Have you read it?
No, but I've seen a bunch of memes. It's, you know, the basic meme is like, always be yourself unless you can be Batman, then always be Batman.
Yep.
But I've seen one recently pop up that's always be yourself unless you can be Batman. Wait, there's a pirate Batman? Always be pirate Batman.
So we'll be reading Pirate Batman at some point, probably next year.
Don't think I can do this podcast anymore. Just kidding. He has a pink garment on, so I'm into
just
that.
Just wait until this travel through time Batman is actual canon.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear.
All right.
No. So what do we learn? Aaron, I want to know Aaron's historical time that he wanted to research and tell a story in.
Oh, it'd be fascinating if there was a Titanic story involving Batman.
Shut up.
I'm going to go home right now and write that. Because
can you imagine Bruce Wayne being in the upper class, tier of the Titanic?
I
think that time period is in the middle of the ocean.
I believe he will save us.
So I think that could be a Justice League Batman Superman crossover because of the icebergs.
Are you saying that Mr. Freeze created the iceberg?
Oh, I feel like we have a great story here, guys.
Bop, bop, bop.
I don't know.
I like it.
I like it. Hey,
everybody Penguin chill.
They're all running around the deck, and he's just like,
free, chill.
Oh, my God. We got to write that. That's awesome. I will write that story.
I will star in it. I'll be Rose and everyone in between.
So, yeah.
All right. Recommendations.
No. I already did mine.
If you like The Untouchables, Elliot Ness, historical fiction, yes. If you want a Batman-esque thrown in there, sure. Will I read it again? Probably no. But did I enjoy it? And am I glad I read it? Yes.
Yeah, I'm glad I read it, and I think it fits with your general picks for Elseworlds.
Damn.
Well, my picks for Elseworlds is Sneaking Tim Draken, so we'll see.
No, I like Gotham by Gaslight.
Andrea Beaumont.
I enjoyed, and actually it interests me in the time period that it was set in. And as I said, I went back and researched a lot. So I think it set out to do what Elseworlds was meant to do. And
yes, I do agree.
Mm-hmm. And for that, I like it. It's not the best of the Elseworlds stories, but it has its place. The art's solid, the writing's solid. We're going to hear from at least Max Allen Cohen's again, so don't worry about that.
Good deal.
Keep reading comics, like it you know.
That's buying them because the covers are fierce.
Fair enough. Fierce. Like Pirate Batman.
Yep, you straight up showed me that. I was like, oh, Aaron, ha ha. And then I went back to what I was doing, not knowing you put it in his basket.
I should have known. All right, what are we reading next?
If you guys are reading along with us, we have two issues we're actually reading for next week because I think we discussed how Batman Heavy and Batman Family Heavy Season 3 was going to be. We do need a minor delve into the wider DC universe real quick.
Before it gets dark.
So we are reading Secret Origins.
Black Canary.
So we're going to talk about these books as one, right?
Yeah, one episode. We'll cover both books.
We could do it right now if you want.
It's Secret Origins, issue 32 from 1988. If you read in trade paperback form, you can find it in the Secret Origins book. Secret Origins, the Greatest Superheroes. And we are reading Justice League of America, Volume 1, Issue 200.
Dun, dun, dun.
This is going to give us a look at the origin of the JLA, and then a kind of a look at the modern version of the JLA, at least in our timeline.
I'm excited.
Good deal.
Gaggery, goopery. All right, thanks for it. No, what did we learn?
You can't make it two episodes,
it's that
you?
Time again. Did you another
I said
one of
it.
Cute little skits? No, it's time to learn the day's lesson. And to find out what it is, we turn to the Wheel of
Batman.
Wheel of
Batman.
Turn, turn, turn. Tell us the lesson that we should learn.
What did we learn today? You need backstory, not a gun.
Oh.
What you playing on your phone there?
I don't know.
Was
you
it Kelly Clarkson?
Not
no,
a gun.
It was like some ad for that. So,
oh, cute. You need backstory and a gun.
Not a gun.
Oh, and a gun.
You need backstory with a gun so Batman doesn't end up with a gun.
That's true.
All right. I'm Ben, your sunshine into Gotham. Thank you for listening.
I'm Aaron. I'll clean this up, and you can find us at BrotherHDBatman on Twitter.com.
BrotherHDBatman on Instagram.
BrotherToBatman@gmail.com.
You guys can go to Facebook at Brotherhood of Batman on Facebook.
For weekly content.
For weekly content, unless I'm on vacation. I apologize for missing 1 week. And you can also send us pictures of the Rainbow Hatchet. We're still looking Rainbow for some of those, Hatch. So get them over
What's
to
us. What's his arch nemesis's name?
Packy Punchy.
Packy a Punch.
But for the Brotherhood of Batman, I am Jake. I'm the middle brother. I'm the one that comes up with the crazy list, unless we're doing it in Elseworlds. And I appreciate you guys listening.
Bye. Hopes of Betty's plans, the city's ways. I am the knight, a tyrant of the shade. I am the spies, I am the pain repaid. I am the night, a fear that lies in shadow cannot fade. Crush the The Brotherhood of Batman is a proud member of the Batman Podcast Network. The network is a collection of shows about The Dark Knight, plus ones that cover DC Comics, films, and TV, and lots of other geeky audio experiences. Everyone loves the Drake, oh my god, Tim Drake, Batman the Animated Podcast, oh my god, animation, and many more. We are very excited to be a part of this group of talented podcasters. And you should head over to find out all these great shows at batmanpodcastnetwork.com. You can find more of the Brotherhood of Batman on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Woo! Enjoy!